Brett, good evening. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good, man. Unfortunately, I missed RLC's performance last Saturday at the Oyster Festival in Chicago.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. First, how is RLC perceived by the Chicago audience? Second, when will RLC be performing in Chicago again?
We've been received pretty well, so that was a good show and a good time. I got to hang out with 10 years and a couple of the bands. I think we're going to be heading back up this way in late November. We just did a couple-week radio promo tour, like Wisconsin and Michigan. We'll be routing back up that way and into the Northeast towards the end of the year.
Sweet. Can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, man, it'd be great to have you up the show.
I read RLC's Twitter message posted on August 20th about dying for a living, either selling out at stores like Best Buy or sales being backed up at Amazon or going nuts on iTunes. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man.
How excited were you to hear about the early success of the album sales?
It's encouraging. There's not a lot of weight on CD sales in this kind of age. Digital era, is affecting things more than physical sales, but it was awesome to see Kansas City, St. Louis area markets are doing real well with sales.
Do you believe the visual impact of the album artwork may have slightly contributed to the success of the album?
Everything on this album kind of all ties into a similar theme, that's kind of being in a crossroads, just being able to have a real shot at all this stuff. Artwork for everything really plays into the meaning behind the record for us. I hope that kind of iconic image helps portray what's behind it.
Before finally deciding on a crossword album artwork, did you guys consider any other designs?
We tossed around a few, but nothing really stands out. The idea behind the sign just seemed to make sense.
Now, you didn't put them in any significant order, just random, right?
Yeah, it's pretty random. Obviously, the album title is the top one.
Right.
I don't even think we knew the album order of the songs at that point.
RLC has performed alongside bands like STP, Seether, Shinedown, and Chevelle. Were any of those bands influential in RLC's debut album, Dying for a Living?
Yeah, there's a lot of influences that we've all taken from. Stone Temple Pilots is definitely one for me. Those other bands that you mentioned are all bands that we respect and play with fairly frequently. Majority of our influence comes from more of the 90s era, even back to the classics like Zeppelin and Floyd, Motley Crue in that era as well.
Okay. Well, you remarked regarding the interpretation of RLC that for us it defines our intent in pushing it to the limit, pushing each other as hard as we can while still trying to get along. When the Blue Diamond Phillips suddenly crashed and was destroyed, did the chemistry turn to anger against Dave for a short moment?
No, not really. No, we knew there'd be another chapter.
One of my favorite songs from Dying for a Living is the acoustic-infused ballad So Many Days. Does RLC enjoy playing acoustically?
Yeah, man. That's actually what we've been doing, for the last couple weeks. Me, Dave, and Andy have been traveling around doing radio stops and acoustic performances only throughout the whole summer. We were going to all the radio stations that we could and playing on air. We do multiple songs off the album acoustic. We do a Pink Floyd cover acoustic and live. We love playing acoustics. A lot of the music is actually written from that in the beginning.
Okay. Did you guys perform any songs acoustically in Chicago?
In Chicago, we did an acoustic show for 95.1 Will Rock. We did an in-studio there that was live, and there was a studio audience. We didn't do any acoustics at the show. We generally stay plugged in for our shows.
What is the storyline, if any, behind So Many Days?
It's kind of a utopian kind of perspective on just hope and patience, being careful and love and all that stuff. And it's more of a fairy tale that sometimes I don't even think exists. Just kind of a cool little ballad. Things in love that are very hard to find and everybody searches for them.
Will RLC be releasing Dumb Luck on iTunes anytime soon, the video?
I'm not sure. I know they're preparing to move it through multiple avenues for viewing, but it's up on our Facebook and posted on YouTube for everyone to see right now.
I watched the RLC video, The Stash, on YouTube. Awesome video.
No, did you?
Yeah. Do you believe it will quiet the skeptics that aliens in fact exist?
I think I kind of have to believe, yeah. I don't know how there couldn't be something else out there, but I'd say yes.
Especially with The Stash, right?
Yeah, I mean, Al's living proof that they do exist, and they're really friendly, too.
According to your Facebook page, one of the activities that you enjoy doing is snowboarding. Do you perform any snowboard tricks?
I mean, yes and no. I can do some ramps and stuff, but you're not going to be seeing me roll any backflips or anything. We live in Kansas City, so it's not readily available whenever I want, but I get out to Colorado a couple times a year, probably. I've been doing that for 15 years. I can hang with some people, but I'm not going to be in the half pipe or any of that stuff. I'm more of a free rider.
Carry Me Through sounds like it might be a good song from RLC's EP Escape Plan. Besides the CD being available for purchase online, do you know whether the EP will be available digitally anytime soon?
I know it was up on iTunes, but we switched some agreements and stuff with some of the companies and took it down. I think right now the big push is obviously on the new single, Dumblock, and the new album, Time for a Living. But if anybody's wanting to check out our old stuff, definitely stop by the website.
Would RLC ever consider recording and releasing a cover song? If so, which one?
The answer is yes. We're going to record a version that these guys put together and have been playing for years, even before I was in the group. But it's a Pink Floyd cover, What Do You Want From Me, off the Division Bell, and then Echoes combined into one song with a musical interlude. We are going to be recording that in the near future, probably.
And probably release that on iTunes and everywhere else?
I would assume, yeah. I mean, we've been playing that song for years. It just continues to really be well received by everybody in the crowd. It's the type of thing that crosses generations.
I was on Billboard.com, and actually it says in RLC's profile, the band used to be known as Penumbra, is that right?
Penumbra, yeah. That was their group before I joined, and changed the name.
Well, nothing against Penumbra, but I think RLC sounds cooler.
Finding a band name is not easy nowadays because everything's taken. I know there was a Penumbra over in Europe that, you know, had released like 6 albums. Kind of a hard name to remember, and not very many people know what it means anyway.
Right.
I think everybody kind of just wanted to move forward in a new direction.
RLC enjoyed back-to-back years as a featured attraction at KQRC-FM's Rockfest. When RLC walks up to the stage and performs in front of 50,000 energetic rock fans, what is it like?
We did that in 07 and 08, and that was our first real experience at a big festival show. I think when we played, we were the opener. We played at noon. And there was probably about 20,000 people as opposed to the full 50 for the later bands. For us, it was completely exhilarating. It encompassed everything that we want to be out doing. It was rough doing that type of stuff and then having to go back to work, you know, on Monday when all the bands that you were hanging out with going off to their next show or doing something and sustaining it consistently. All it did was just push us to continue working as hard as we could so that we could find that day where we can do it consistently for a living.
RLC was signed by Bulldog Productions earlier this year, correct?
Last September.
How did the band become involved with SKH?
The label was built for us out of Kansas City. They went and found our management through relationships and networking. Those guys brought SKH in to be involved.
Well, last question. Blower from Hinder attempted to smash an acoustic guitar with his head several years back at a radio station in Flint, Michigan. Do you have any memorable events on tour like Blower?
Probably hundreds of those moments. We've had multiple moments of breakdowns. Our first run was going up to New York City, and we were in an RV on I-81, I think, up in Harrisburg. We're pulling up into the rush hour, and we stop. We're in the center lane, and the thing just dies. There were some state troopers there, and we ended up having to ride in the back of the trooper's cars.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've had tons of mishaps and tons of crazy stories. I'm sure they're only going to continue to grow.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for your time. Can't wait to see you guys in Chicago.
Yeah, man. Keep in touch, and we will definitely hook up when we're out the next time.